Well, hello and welcome, everybody. This is your host of the Voices of Courage show, Ken D. Foster. I'm so glad to have you here today. Today, we're going to be talking about how to find the courage to overcome anything. You know, a lot of you are out there, you struggle. You know, we all struggle. We all have challenges. But some of us have more challenges than others. And if that's you, then this show is for you. This show is to help you to have the mindset, first of all, to be able to overcome the most difficult challenges maybe you've ever faced. I have a very special guest today, and I'm going to tell you his story in just a minute. But I want to say this. This is a show that you may want to play a few times, especially if you're in a place where you're feeling a little down, you're feeling stressed out, you're feeling worried, concerned. Things are happening for you. You just don't know what the outcome is. We're going to give you some of the strategies, tools, mindset, thoughts, ideas on really how to shift it up. And you can start to take on this new mindset, right? The mind is over our feelings, right? What you focus on, you feel. You know, how you feel, you act, right? And, you know, if you're feeling down, you're feeling depressed, you're feeling stressed, you're acting a certain way. And maybe you're not being as productive as you could be. Maybe you're just stuck, right? Well, today I'm going to help you get unstuck with wherever you are. It doesn't matter what you've done in the past. The past is gone. What matters is what you do today. But the only way that you can overcome the greatest challenges is to shift your perspective, shift your point of view, shift the way that you think, you believe, you hold in your mind. And when you can do that, life opens up. You know, Einstein said, some people, I'll paraphrase his quote, most people don't see miracles, but some people do. Actually, that's not his quote, but it comes from Einstein. Most people don't see miracles, but some people see miracles everywhere. And today, I'm going to bring you my guest who's seen miracles in his life unfold in untold ways, to make him one of the top challenge athletes in the world. So, I'm gonna take a break. When I come back, I'm gonna have my guest. Here we go.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. Guess what? They want your money and they can take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter right over here that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're gonna take it from you right now. So what do? You fight back by letting our team of experts work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And hey, we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and we'll fight really hard to save your money. So if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you wanna keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket. 5 minutes of your time right now can save you thousands of dollars. And the best part, it's a free call. So please call right now.
Hi, everyone watching at home. We're here to remind you that if you or someone you know were injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have live agents available right now to answer your questions and tell you how much your case is potentially worth. Hi, I'm Gina Belich here with spokesman and TV personality Tom Mustin with us in the Help Center. So, Tom, phones are really busy over there. Tell us what kind of calls you're seeing.
Well, Gina, first off, thank you for having me here in the call center with you. We always enjoy talking to the viewers and getting folks the compensation that they deserve. You know, we're seeing calls about all kinds of accidents, but the most common by far has been car accidents. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident that was not your fault, give us a call right now. You'll speak with a live person. They'll answer any questions you have and tell you if you have a case and how much your case is potentially worth.
Thanks, Tom. All right, folks at home, you heard it. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster, and I have my very special guest, Lance Weir, is in studio with me. Lance, how are you doing?
Doing great, Ken.
Yeah, I'm so glad to have you here. As you know, I've been looking forward to doing this with you for a few months now, so I'm glad we finally made it. It's just really great.
Me too. Thank you for having me.
Well, I'd like to tell a story to my audience and introduce you at the same time. You know, for those of you that don't know Lance, Lance was a Marine Corps reservist, and he just dislodged a canoe from a rapid when he leaned headfirst into the water to retrieve his baseball cap. Well, he hit his submerged rock, shattering his C5 vertebrae, and as a result became a quadriplegic. Before his injury, you know, sports and competition were a huge part of Lance's life. But fast forward 18 years, and now he's at a place where he's wondering what the next step is, and he finds the Challenge Athlete Foundation, which encourages him to get back into sports again. And within a short-term time, he's earned 7 gold medals in shooting at both Marine Corps trails and Warrior Games, ultimately leading him to be identified as a paraplegic hopeful and becoming a shooting coach for the Marine Corps' Wounded Warrior Regiment. Lance now cycles a one-of-a-kind tandem, which is where I met him. We'll talk about that. Cyclo. And it's been engineered and built by an incredible team of professionals. Since he started cycling in 2011, Lance has completed the Challenge Athlete Foundation ride from San Francisco to San Diego over almost 700 miles, 12 times. By the way, they do this in 7 days. And I'm wearing my jersey, by the way. I did that also. And this year, and in 2017, Lance became the first tandem hand cycle to enter Ironman. In 2016, along with his teammates, he became the first Challenge athlete to enter and finish the grueling Silver State 508-mile race, taking 48 hours. So, Lance, welcome. You know, I know you're passionate about Challenge athletes and a whole bunch more. You know, I read that bio several times, and you know, I was like, wow, you know, it's amazing to me as a quadriplegic. You know, I have a hard time doing this stuff with all my limbs, right? And you're doing it, you know, without your limbs, basically. How do you get the mindset? Let's start at the beginning, then. You know, you had the accident, and man, you know, what did you think your life was going to be like at that point in time?
Yeah, I thought my life was over, Ken. You know, not too long after that, I kind of wished it was over. It was like being dead, but somehow being alive at the same time. It was the craziest feeling and one that I wouldn't wish on anyone. I had a hard time accepting my injury. And so there's some type of, you know, it's definitely a redemption story for me, for sure. I struggled for many years with acceptance. And one thing that I learned was it wasn't only me that was affected with my injury. It was my family as well. And you know, I, by the grace, found the courage to make a change. And, you know, and I wanted to make my family proud and wanted to make my friends proud around me. And I was able to muster the courage to find a way to make this a good life. And I have.
Well, Lance, when that accident happened, I mean, you know, your family's hopes and dreams for you, you know, they probably were dimmed. Your hopes and dreams for yourself, this life were, you know, at a standstill. What happened during those early years? What was your mindset? Where were you in those early years?
Again, I just couldn't, it was in a bad spot. I couldn't accept my injury. I had a loving family and a loving community, but it was a small farming community, and I went back to that, and I didn't have a lot of resources or opportunities. And, you know, with my outlook, everything spiraled downwards. And before I knew it, a few years later, I was at the lowest of lows and just didn't want to be here anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. So you probably thought about taking yourself out. Is that what I'm hearing?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I thought about that often. Thankful that never got to that final point. But there were a lot of dark thoughts for a long time.
And, you know, there's something inside of you that somehow survived that. What was the shift? Was it a spiritual awakening? Did you, what happened for you? I mean, did you just one day wake up and go, well, enough is enough. I'm going to accept this. What happened?
I stopped being selfish, started thinking about those around me and, just didn't want to, there was a part of me that I didn't want to die a failure. And I felt like that I would, and that, there was still a chance to make something good of this. And, that was a challenge for me. And I was, I was always driven by challenges. I loved them. And somehow I turned this and flipped it into a challenge. And in doing so, I found something really special, Ken.
You did, brother. You know, there's the Challenge Athlete Foundation, when you met them in, they started to encourage you to, go back to sports. Did you think that was kind of crazy at the time? Or what did you think, man? I mean, here you are, you're a quadriplegic, and somebody's saying, we should get you back on a bike. Or, did you think?
When I first got approached, I didn't know, Ken, what we could do, what we couldn't do. I just knew that where I had been in my life in the past, that I was going to say yes to this, and I was going to give it a shot. And that's in the end, that's all we can do. That's the only thing that we can do is just give it a shot. So open-mindedly went into this, and before we knew it, found some things that that I was good at and that I enjoyed, and brought back some things that, that were missing in my life. It was 17 years post-injury that I got back into sports. That's a long time. I'd found a way to live with my injury, and I felt like I was living a purposeful life, but I didn't realize just how big of a hole I was feeling from something that that had been gone for so long.
Wow. Well, you and I did the Challenge Athlete Foundation ride this year from San Diego to San Francisco to San Diego. And when I met you, I was behind you, right? I think I was pushing the specially made cycle that the sled up a hill. And I was wondering, who is this guy? Who's this Lance Weir, I was like, well, I need to get to know you. But, the first thing that I noticed when I looked at you, when we finally met and you looked me directly in my eyes and you had this smile on your face, and I thought, wow, I feel connected to this man. There's not a lot of people out there that smile with their eyes, but you do. And, I just knew it was time to kind of understand a little bit more about your travels and your life and of course I want to touch on, how you're helping others here down the road here in the show, but where do you find that smile, man? Where do you get that? How do you get that when you're in a place where most people would go, I want to leave the planet too. How'd you get that smile? Where'd you get those eyes?
when you surround yourself by incredible people, everything's possible. And, when I'm around my friends and I'm around new people like you, Ken, I get to meet people they're just incredible people that help do good every day. I feel like I'm the luckiest guy in the world. I truly do. There's a few things that come with quadriplegia, especially one as high level as mine, and that's fatigue and neuropathic pain. And, there's some things that come along with this that all those things disappear whenever I'm doing something that I love and I'm doing it with the people that I want to be around. All that disappears. And when that happens, and you feel like you're flying. And that's literally how I feel whenever I'm with you.
I love that. Well, you know, that's an important piece here. And I hope my audience is really listening to that. Because if you're in a place where you are feeling down or you're just not knowing what the next step is for you, Lance just gave you the formula to do that. So if you didn't get the formula, go back and listen to this a couple more times because it's right there. All right, Lance, listen, I got to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to take a little deeper dive into the Challenge Athlete Foundation and, you know, what they've done for you, what they're doing for thousands of other people, you know, talk about what they've done for me and how people can really get involved in this great organization. So I'm going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Imagine, this is your money, and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. Guess what? They want your money, and they can take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter right over here that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash, and we're going to take it from you right now. So what do? You fight back by letting our team of experts work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And hey, we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws, and we'll fight really hard to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket. 5 minutes of your time right now can save you thousands of dollars. And the best part, it's a free call, so please call right now.
Whether you're an active person that wants extra supplemental movement, maybe you want to keep your legs active while you work, or you wish to support your therapy at home, or you just want to build strength, increase your mobility, flexibility, and boost your circulation, Ellipse was made for you. Power-assisted exercise that frees your mind to enjoy your favorite seated activities. Just plug it in, place your feet, select your speed, and relax. Ellipse does all the work for you. Call now and order Ellipse.
Do you listen to the TV on high volume or have trouble hearing conversations? Then you would benefit from hearing aids. Don't waste thousands on expensive hearing aids when you can get MD Hearing's revolutionary Neo hearing aids for just $299 a pair. Don't be fooled by higher-priced hearing aids. The Neo is a true hearing aid, not an amplifier. With rechargeable technology, many customers say is superior to more expensive models. Call now and get not one, but two Neo hearing aids for just $299. Plus, we'll add in a portable charging dock and ship your order absolutely free. The Neo is nearly invisible with its tiny in-the-ear canal design. And you can get two Neo hearing aids with a 45-day risk-free trial, free shipping, and free lifetime U.S.-based support for only $299. So call now.
800-789-7885. Again, that's 800-789-7885.
Hi, everyone watching at home. We're here to remind you that if you or someone you know were injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have live agents available right now to answer your questions and tell you how much your case is potentially worth. Hi, I'm Gina Belich here with spokesman and TV personality Tom Mustin with us in the Help Center. So, Tom, phones are really busy over there. Tell us what kind of calls you're seeing.
Well, Gina, first off, thank you for having me here in the call center with you. We always enjoy talking to the viewers and getting folks the compensation that they deserve. You know, we're seeing calls about all kinds of accidents, but the most common by far has been car accidents. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident that was not your fault, give us a call right now. You'll speak with a live person. They'll answer any questions you have and tell you if you have a case and how much your case is potentially worth.
Thanks, Tom. All right, folks at home, you heard it. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now.
Do you listen to the TV on high volume or have trouble hearing conversations? Then you would benefit from hearing aids. Don't waste thousands on expensive hearing aids when you can get MD Hearing's revolutionary Neo hearing aids for just $299 a pair. Don't be fooled by higher-priced hearing aids. The Neo is a true hearing aid, not an amplifier. With rechargeable technology, many customers say is superior to more expensive models. Call now and get not one, but two Neo hearing aids for just $299. Plus, we'll add in a portable charging dock and ship your order absolutely free.
The Neo is nearly invisible with its tiny in-the-ear canal design. And you can get two Neo hearing aids with a 45-day risk-free trial, free shipping, and free lifetime U.S.-based support for only $299. So call now.
800-789-7885. Again, that's 800-789-7885.
Imagine, this is your money, and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. Guess what? They want your money, and they can take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter right over here that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash, and we're going to take it from you right now. So what do? You fight back by letting our team of experts work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And hey, we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws, and we'll fight really hard to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket. 5 minutes of your time right now can save you thousands of dollars. And the best part, it's a free call. So please call right now.
Well, welcome back, everybody. I'm talking to Ironman quadriplegic Lance Armstrong. And you like that title, Ironman quadriplegic? I love that. And we're just talking a little bit about, you know, how to overcome any kind of challenge. And actually, I'm kind of going to lead off with that first. You know, you've overcome a lot. You just have. You had more problems than most people get in maybe several lifetimes. Lance, what's your formula for overcoming things? How do you do it?
Yeah. Surround yourself with incredible people. Just don't quit. You know, it's, like I said earlier, leaving this earth a failure was just something that I didn't want to do. And I felt like that was going to happen to me. So, just setting goals, surround myself with good people, make the most of it, man. It's still there. Everything's, you know, even though I can't walk and half the time I can't reach things that are just a few feet away from me, you know, somebody has it worse off than you, believe it or not. There's somebody that has it worse for you than you. And if you look, they may have a better attitude than you. So there's always a chance and an opportunity to improve and make your life better. And in doing so, you're going to make people around you feel better, happier. And then everything just is so much better when you got a smile on your face, man. It's always better.
You know, my teacher is a guy by the name of Yogananda. You know, he teaches to be a smile millionaire, right? You know, just put that smile on your face and everything will change. And it's so true. It's so true if we can remember to do that, yes. You know. And, you know, I would like to challenge my audience. Listen, why don't you try that for 7 days? Just putting a smile on your face whenever you don't feel like putting a smile on your face. That would be good. Let's talk a little bit about Challenged Athlete. They changed, they helped you change up your life, your attitude, you know, who you are. You've gotten, you know, a lot of accolades, you're kind of the king over there from my point of view. And I know you'll say no to that, but you know, a lot of people really respect you and the challenges you've done there. Tell me about the organization from your point of view and, you know, why you gotten involved and why you think people should be involved with that.
That's just an incredible, incredible organization that changes lives every day. Not only does it change a lot of lives, it saves a lot of lives. You know, they help people get back into the sport of life, you know, by athletics and being a part of competition and exercise, all those things are good things. You want to have them in your life. They're going to provide all that for you. They're going to help you get equipment that you couldn't afford before. It's incredible to think that insurance wouldn't pay for somebody that's lost a leg to have a running leg. But in all reality, that's seen as a luxury item by insurance companies. So, you know, a lot of people don't get into sports because they can't afford it. Challenged Athletes Foundation bridges that gap and help people get back into the things that they love, whether it be running, whether it be wheelchair basketball, whatever it may be, shooting, cycling for me, those things, whatever you want to do. If you show Challenged Athletes Foundation that you're serious about it, they'll help make it happen for you.
And they help make it happen for a whole bunch of people. I put the Challenged Athlete website on below. It's scrolling on the screen right now. It's challengedathletes.org. For those of you that are listening to this, challengedathletes.org. Really want you to go over there and support that organization. When we did the ride this year from San Francisco to San Diego, we rode with 166 riders. I think 28 of them were adaptive riders. And we had Lance, of course, was part of that. We had five blind people on tandems this year. And we raised, as a total group, we raised about $3.7 million for the Challenged Athlete Foundation. Yes. So, you know, it's people that show up that say, you know what, I'm not going to sit on the sidelines anymore. I see too many people suffering and I want to help. And of course, you know, that's basically what I did this year. You know, I'd heard about the Challenged Athlete Foundation. I'd heard about this ride, you know, and I thought, you know what? You're not getting any younger. You better get up and go do it. And I'm talking to you, my audience. You're not getting any younger. You better go up and go do it. Yeah. If you do, what happens is you meet incredible people like Lance. And I've met so many amazing people through this organization that really care. They're making a difference. They're, you know, they're everyday people like you and me, and they're, you know, they're out there inspiring and inspiring courage in others to make a difference in their lives. So I hope you'll join all of us on that. Lance, listen, I'm going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about what you're up to and also some of the other organizations that you're involved with and maybe where others can contribute. I also want to get your three-step formula for how you get on a bike with a great attitude. For all of you, I want to thank you for listening. You know, this is a show that helps you to see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. If you're ready for a shift in your life, then this is the show to continue to watch. And of course, subscribe to our YouTube channel. And we hope that we'll see you back again real soon. Take care. Hello and welcome, everybody. This is your host of the Voices of Courage show, Ken D. Foster. I'm so glad to have you here today. Today, we're going to be talking about how to find the courage to overcome anything. You know, a lot of you are out there, you struggle. You know, we all struggle. We all have challenges. But some of us have more challenges than others. And if that's you, then this show is for you. This show is to help you to have the mindset, first of all, to be able to overcome the most difficult challenges maybe you've ever faced. I have a very special guest today, and I'm going to tell you his story in just a minute. But I want to say this. This is a show that you may want to play a few times, especially if you're in a place where you're feeling a little down, you're feeling stressed out, you're feeling worried, concerned, things are happening for you, you just don't know what the outcome is. We're going to give you some of the strategies, tools, mindset, thoughts, ideas on really how to shift it up. And you can start to take on this new mindset, right? The mind is over our feelings, right? What you focus on, you feel. You know, how you feel, you act, right? And, you know, if you're feeling down, you're feeling depressed, you're feeling stressed, you're acting a certain way. And maybe you're not being as productive as you could be. Maybe you're just stuck, right? Well, today I'm going to help you get unstuck with wherever you are. It doesn't matter what you've done in the past. The past is gone. What matters is what you do today. But the only way that you can overcome the greatest challenges is to shift your perspective, shift your point of view, shift the way that you think, you believe, you hold in your mind. And when you can do that, life opens up. You know, Einstein said, some people, I'll paraphrase his quote, most people don't see miracles, but some people do. Actually, that's not his quote, but I'm just, you know, it comes from Einstein. Most people don't see miracles, but some people see miracles everywhere. And today, I'm going to bring you my guest who's seen miracles in his life unfold in untold ways to make him one of the top challenge athletes in the world. So, we'll take a break. When I come back, I'm going to have my guest. Here we go.
Do you listen to the TV on high volume or have trouble hearing conversations? Then you would benefit from hearing aids. Don't waste thousands on expensive hearing aids when you can get MD Hearing's revolutionary Neo hearing aids for just $299 a pair. Don't be fooled by higher-priced hearing aids. The Neo is a true hearing aid, not an amplifier. With rechargeable technology many customers say is superior to more expensive models. Call now and get not one, but two Neo hearing aids for just $299. Plus, we'll add in a portable charging dock and ship your order absolutely free. The Neo is nearly invisible with its tiny in-the-ear canal design. And you can get two Neo hearing aids with a 45-day risk-free trial, free shipping, and free lifetime U.S.-based support for only $299. So call now. 800-789-7885. Again, that's 800-789-7885.
Imagine, this is your money, and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. Guess what? They want your money, and they can take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter right over here that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash, and we're going to take it from you right now. So what do? You fight back by letting our team of experts work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And hey, we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws, and we'll fight really hard to save your money. So if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket. 5 minutes of your time right now can save you thousands of dollars. And the best part, it's a free call. So please call right now.
Whether you're an active person that wants extra supplemental movement, maybe you want to keep your legs active while you work, or you wish to support your therapy at home, or you just want to build strength, increase your mobility, flexibility, and boost your circulation, Ellipse was made for you. Power-assisted exercise that frees your mind to enjoy your favorite seated activities. Just plug it in, place your feet, select your speed, and relax. Ellipse does all the work for you. Call now and order Ellipse.
Hi, this is your host, Ken D. Foster. We'll be right back with my guest, Lance Weir. But I want to mention something to you. As my audience, I encourage you to pass this show on to people that you care about, people that may be in a place where they need to overcome their greatest challenges right now, and help them to, you know, inspire them, help them to overcome those obstacles. We can overcome anything with the right mindset and with the right support around us. Like Lance was saying earlier, Surround yourself with people that care, people that have purpose, people that are brilliant, people that love you. And what will happen is your life will change. If you don't have those people, that's okay. Go out and start giving away something that you have, like your own love or money or whatever, and eventually you'll find those people, I guarantee. All right. Also, I want to mention one other thing. We encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube channel and also to watch every week. Every week, we got an amazing show for you. So we'll be right back. Lance is going to be right back right now. Here he is. All right, Lance. And I was kind of kidding with you, but, you know, your three-step formula for, having the right attitude. But honestly, it's like you said, there's pain management. There's managing your space around you. There's managing your mindset. There's a lot of managing you got to do to really show up and have the energy and the power and the passion that you want to, accomplish things in your life. What is that mindset like? What do you think?
I that's a great question, Ken. I get up every day because I don't know what the day may offer, but I know that if I don't get up, that there's no chance in experiencing what it might have. It may not have anything, but you never know what's around the corner, Ken. And if you don't get up and you don't make that effort, then it's going to pass you by. It'll pass you by like a freight train. And I've experienced that. I let it pass by. And I don't want to do that anymore. Whether I can walk or not, I want to experience what everybody else is experiencing in whatever way that I can. And, just knowing that there's something new around the corner, it's exciting, and I look forward to it.
I experienced in my life, there was a time, a 10-year period, where I gave up. And I was in a place, I lost a business, and I just, that my ego was attached to that business. My ego was attached to what I looked like and how much money I made and all that. And so I gave up for about 10 years. I'll never forget that. And, I did a downhill spiral. I went into alcohol and drugs and surrounded myself with a bunch of dark people and that were struggling too, wounded people that wound other people, right? Wounded people wound other people. And that's kind of the world I had for a while. And, at one point it was like, Lance, your decision was the same as mine. It was like either leave the planet or get your act together. Mm-hmm. And I decided, well, I'm going to I prayed about it. I asked God for help. I was in counseling at the time, and God came back and said, Ken, he told me this little message. He said, Ken, you got to feel the pain to make the change. Feel the pain. I'd never heard that before. I wrote it down. I took it to my therapist, and he said, yeah, I've been with him for about a year. He's an amazing man. He had blue eyes, gray hair, and he looked a little bit like a Carl Jung. And I walked into him. I said, Doc, I'm hearing this voice. It says, you got to feel the pain to make the change. And the doctor looked at me and he said, Ken, I can't do anything more for you. You're going to have to follow that voice. I was shocked. I walked out the door. I went, what? What is he crazy? Did he just not want me in his office anymore? Did I say something I shouldn't? And, I'm walking down the street and I thought, maybe that's the voice of courage. What do I need to do? And for me, that day was the day that I made the phone call to get into recovery. That was the day. And it changed my whole life because I asked for help. I asked somebody else to help me. And I let go of my pride and I let go of all my fear about what in the name and the tags and the labels that I was going to be this, and this. I just said, now's the time for me to make that change because I'm hurting my family. I'm hurting myself. I want to be a success. Our story is the same, a little different, but the same.
It is.
Yeah. Same thing. So, today, Lance, you're doing a lot in this world, I know, to make a difference in a lot of people's lives that maybe, have hope. They're hopeless. They're feeling like, they can't make it. If you got somebody out there right now that's feeling that way, what one thought do you have around that for them?
For me, it would be to think about whether or not only are you the one that's hurting, But is everybody else around you hurting as well? And are you the cause of that? I think that whenever you can put it in perspective and you see the bigger picture, that it's not always you that's hurting as well. There's a lot of other people that love you and that are close to you and connected that are too. And, you know, it's hard to know that you're bringing that it's you that's bringing that on to them. You know, that if you could be able to make a change and a course of trajectory that will help yourself, it's going to help everybody else around you as well. And that was a motivating factor for me.
You know, I know with my own story, I had to go into a place of forgiving myself for all those people that I harmed, and, you know, and then, you know, asking forgiveness from other people. I think that's a big part of this healing journey, is to letting go of, you know, our shame, our guilt, our remorse of what could have, should have, would have been. Thoughts about that?
Yeah. There was a lot of regret for me. There was a lot of letting go and a lot of healing and realizing that, you know, that you're not going to be able to change the past, but you are, and you have the ability to change the future. Again, it came down to me realizing that I didn't want to leave this world a failure. And that's a huge motivating factor for me. And I feel like if it is for me, why couldn't it be for the next guy that needs some sort of hope or motivation? It's simple as that for me, Ken.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think for me too, I think around that piece, not wanting to leave the planet as a failure, I thought my definition of success was all messed up when I was younger. And I thought success was having a, you know, really nice car and a beautiful wife and a nice big house and all the things I wanted. And, you know, I'd realized that that outer success doesn't bring any happiness to me. At least it didn't. That's why I ended up where I was. So, you know, those little successes we get every day. I mean, my success is maybe like yours. When I'm grateful every day I wake up and I get out of bed. Yes. I'm grateful every day when I'm able to have a show like this. But I'm grateful just for having some health, you know, being able to surround myself with good people and people that love me and I love them. You know, my successes are different. What's your thought on that?
Yeah, well, I think we all define our success in different ways, for sure. I think some of them may be skewed and we have to find a way to get back on track. But as long as we have, you know, those goals to reach for, you know, I think that success is going to follow with that. I just feel like, Ken, from where I've been and where I'm now, I'm the luckiest guy in the world. And I know I can't, like you, I look forward to waking up in the morning. Sometimes it may be harder than others. But I know that something good has a really good chance of happening because I took those steps, right? And so, gosh, as hard as it is to make a day happen, Ken, it's all worth it when the day's over. And I look back and see what came of that day. It's all worth it.
Yeah, it's all worth it. And, you know, like you said, some days are harder than others. But you know what? I think about, well, okay, I'm going to start my day over now because the day was sucky. Yeah. So I'll do that. You know, and I do that. I'll go splash some water in my face and say, okay, I'm going to start the day over.
Right? Yeah. You know, Whatever it takes.
Yeah. Whatever it takes, you know, and then like you said earlier in the show, it's that, you know, it's courage combined with persistence. It's that persistent piece that I think so many people don't get. You know, it's a stop start pattern. I coach a lot of people. You know, I've been coaching, life coaching, business coaching for over 30 years. And I coach a lot of people that have these patterns, you know, it starts going well, then it sucks. Then it starts going well. We have to look at, well, why is that?
Right.
Right? Why is that? Yes. Who's creating all this drama anyway?
Exactly.
Hey, listen, I got to take another quick break. When we come back, though, let's talk about you know, service providers, you know, how you're in service and service providers around you. I want to get that piece before we end here. So, all right, I'm going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Hi, everyone watching at home. We're here to remind you that if you or someone you know were injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have live agents available right now to answer your questions and tell you how much your case is potentially worth. Hi, I'm Gina Belich here with spokesman and TV personality Tom Mustin with us in the Help Center. So, Tom, phones are really busy over there. Tell us what kind of calls you're seeing.
Well, Gina, first off, thank you for having me here in the call center with you. We always enjoy talking to the viewers and getting folks the compensation that they deserve. You know, we're seeing calls about all kinds of accidents, but the most common by far has been car accidents. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident that was not your fault, give us a call right now. You'll speak with a live person. They'll answer any questions you have and tell you if you have a case and how much your case is potentially worth.
Thanks, Tom. All right, folks at home, you heard it. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now.
Imagine, this is your money, and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. Guess what? They want your money, and they can take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter right over here that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash, and we're going to take it from you right now. So what do? You fight back by letting our team of experts work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And hey, we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws, and we'll fight really hard to save your money. So if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket. 5 minutes of your time right now can save you thousands of dollars. And the best part, it's a free call. So please call right now.
This is your host, Ken D. Foster. I'm talking with my guest, Lance Weir. You know, it's in my heart with you, Lance, every time I see his joy. I just feel this joy, you know, and I start singing, joy, 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 joy. I do. I get that with you. I don't know why that is, but I just do. I think there's a energy about you that is just unique, and I feel it.
Thank you.
Yeah, man, I really feel that, brother. Let's talk a little bit about the service providers, because you must have some service providers around you. And, you know, I don't know if you use animals at all. Tell me a little bit about that. Okay.
Yeah. So there's this incredible organization, another one in my life, called Canine Companions. About how many years ago? 20 years ago, I heard about this nonprofit that provided people with disabilities dogs that they had bred, raised, and trained. And the concept to me, gosh, I was raised with a lot of farm dogs. And so having a dog actually work for you and help you seemed a little bit of a stretch for me. But I was grasping for straws at this time. But I connected with this nonprofit and I got my first service dog in 2006 and changed my life, Ken. Actually, you know, my first dog saved my life. I was at my lowest of lows, which we talked about earlier, and that dog was a huge turning point in my life.
Well, what does the dog do today? Like, you know, how does the dog work with you right now, Lance?
So, you know, as a C5 quadriplegic, I have partial use of, I don't have any fine motor movement in my fingers, so, and I can't reach things that I drop off onto the ground. So if I drop my phone or my wallet or a pen or whatever before, I couldn't get those things. And I would have to call on a family member or somebody or a friend to help me pick those things up. Something as simple as a pen. When you do that 5, 6, 10, 12 times a day, the weight of each one of those builds and builds and builds onto you to the point where you're just mentally exhausted. Having my service dog takes that weight off my shoulders. I don't have to ask for help from somebody else. So, and when you start to take that weight off your shoulders, for me, I was able to focus that energy on something else. So, you know, my first dog gave me back so much. But one of the biggest things was just gave me back responsibility that had been stripped of me after my injury. So the responsibility and the independence of picking things up that I've dropped took such a weight off my shoulders and let me focus that energy on something else. It was just incredible.
I love that. I love that. You know, on our screen right now for my audience, the organization he's talking about is canine.org. Canine.org is where you can find the organization. And again, this is another amazing organization that you today can make a difference in someone's life by contributing to that organization. So I hope my audience will participate in that. Lance, what's the future hold, my friend? What's the future hold for Lance Weir?
You know, who knows, Ken, but I'm excited for something. I know that something's going to come down the road for sure. You know, whether it be a part of a cycling adventure or being a part of, you know, coaching the Marine Corps shooting team, who knows? But I know something's around the corner, and I'm, that's why I get up in the morning, and that's why I have a smile on my face, is because something good is going to happen.
You know, I love that. I anticipate, you know, I like I said, I'm coach, and you know, sometimes coach people are not they're not feeling good. You know, and I always tell them, I said, you know, if you start to look for the miracles, you start to look for the good that's coming, and you start to anticipate that, you know, then things will change for you. And it's that simple. It's so simple and yet so profound. Because when people do that for, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 days, which I always challenge them for, they come back and they go, wow, Ken, you're like a miracle worker. I said, no, I didn't do anything. All you did was shift your focus from what's not working and what's wrong and what's anticipating and worrying about the future to a place where you're anticipating good things and good things start showing up for you, you know. Let me tell you a story. I had my granddaughter in Hawaii with me, and I said, Ella, let's go on a little hike. And I said, but here's the thing. When we go, we were in the island of Kona at the time. I said, when we go, I want you to ask this one question. How does it get better than this? I said, will you do that? Will you play with me? She said, okay. So I said, go ahead and say it. How does it get better than this? She said, oh, okay. She said it. And we started our walk. And the first thing we did was we come across a Hawaiian lady that wants to give her a lei, right? She gets a lei. And she says, okay, grandpa, she'd never been had a lei or met a Hawaiian lady before, and a native. And she said, to get better than this. The next thing we go across the little bridge. There's a school of eels and all these fish that she's never seen before. She's looking at me like, really? Okay, grandpa, how does it get better than this? Right? And this went on for about an hour and a half journey. And it just kept getting better and better until we ended up at a little hammock that was between two palm trees. And I said, Ella, go get up in that hammock. She got up in the hammock, and then the ocean came up underneath her, right? And she's in this hammock. She goes, all right, grandpa, how does it get better than this? You know? But the point is what we do. You know, you do this, I do. I anticipate goodness, and it works. You know, it just works.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So, you know, one of the things I always like to just a little reflection for you. What would you say some of your, you know, I think you told us a couple of answers here, but I want to pry just one more minute. We just got a couple of minutes here in the show. What would you say a couple of your greatest lessons have been over the last few years in the quadriplegic state, right? One, you said acceptance, you know. Anything else that really comes to mind that you've learned?
Could you rephrase that question? Could you say that question
more? What have you learned over the last few years that my audience could apply in their life? You know, being Lance.
Yeah, just take care. Be kind to yourself. Take care of yourself. You get one shot at this, man. You get one ride. Take advantage of it. Enjoy it. Do good things. Surround yourself by good people. Don't take it all too serious. Right, Ken? Don't take it all too serious.
That's the big one right there. Don't take it all too serious. You know, life is life goes by quick, and life is here to, you know, it's here for all of us to grow, to learn, to remember who we are, to evolve our consciousness and be able to, I believe, be of service and, you know, leave the world a little better place than we found it. If we can do
you
that.
Know, one thing, yeah, if I could add one thing, Ken, you know, it took just as much energy to be sad and disappointed and upset. Takes just as much energy to do that. Actually, it takes less energy to be happy and to have fun and surround yourself with good times than it does to be sad and upset and disappointed and dark. That's such a hard job to do, looking back after doing that so long. Seeing where I'm at now, this is so much easier. So much easier.
So much easier. Lance, well said, well done. And boy, if everybody can take that one to heart, you know, it will change the world, quite frankly. Lance, thank you so much for being here. I appreciate it. I really enjoyed this conversation. And for those of you that are seeing our jerseys right now, yeah, right here on these bicycling jerseys, it says CAF, CAF. What does CAF mean? Well, that's Challenged Athlete Foundation. And I'm hoping you'll go over there and donate to Challenged Athlete Foundation. Yeah, we're putting it up on the screen, Challenged Athlete Foundation, or challengedathletes.org. Challengedathletes.org is where you want to go. All righty. All right, Lance, well, thank you so much for being here. I truly appreciate everything you've shared with us today. For all of you, I want to thank you for listening. You know, this is a show that helps you to see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. If you're ready for a shift in your life, then this is the show to continue to watch. And, of course, subscribe to our YouTube channel. And we hope that we'll see you back again real soon. Take care.